Proclamation number 3969, dated the February 6th, 1947. Fate in eternity corresponds to will. Love of matter is wrong. Whatever the human being strives for, he shall receive, for his will alone determines his fate in eternity. If you strive for the kingdom of God, you will also acquire it and become joint ruler of all worlds. Yet if you strive for the world, for fulfillment of all earthly wishes and longings, then the world, that is, worldly commodities, will not leave you, even though you will have entered the beyond, for your wishes also create your soul's environment. The possession of these goods, however, will not make you happy, for soon you will realize that they are unreal. Thus your cravings can no longer be satisfied, yet you continue to crave, and this longing will torment you. Consequently, you already ought to endeavor on earth to let go of such cravings. You ought to desire spiritual possessions if you want to be blessed one day. Whatever you strive for will be your share. And thus every human being creates his own fate and should therefore be conscious of his great responsibility, for he is facing eternities ahead of him, eternities which he can either spend in beatitude or experience in wretchedness. For eternities can pass by until he has overcome earthly matter, in view of the fact that the temptations in the spiritual realm are far worse, since he offers them little resistance, whereas he can easily detach himself on earth if he seriously wants to do so. A soul which has risen above matter and enters the kingdom of the beyond in a free state is indescribably happy, since the pleasures awaiting it are far more magnificent than people on earth can possibly imagine. This soul, too, will desire, yet it will find constant fulfillment, for it desires spiritual possessions. It is God's emanation of love which beatifies it without end, for which it constantly yearns and which it will constantly receive. And this emanation of love spiritualizes its whole being. It will bring itself ever more into line with the eternal love and will constantly feel attracted by it. It will incessantly desire the presence of God in order to be united with Him for all eternity and thus to be indescribably blessed. People on earth demand earthly joys, physical pleasures, and only ever strive for material possessions. And all that will come to an end with the death of the body. They will be unable to take anything along into the spiritual kingdom if they have failed to gather spiritual possessions, which, however, can only be gained by neglecting earthly wishes. If they are still able to detach themselves from the world before their physical death, if they still recognize its worthlessness before and ponder thoughts of the hereafter, they can be considered blessed. For then their path of ascent in the spiritual kingdom will no longer be closed to them, even though inexpressibly difficult to climb. But then they will no longer strive for earthly possessions and no longer have to fear the awful temptations which weaken the soul and render it incapable of resistance. Then they will soon find support from the beings of light which will help them by handing out spiritual possessions, if only within certain limits, until the soul makes its own effort to increase them, until it has recognized its task in the spiritual kingdom and strives to comply with it. What it wants, it will receive. Only its will is decisive, and in order for the will to make the right decision, God constantly instructs people of His will, yet they won't listen to Him. They will continue to desire the world and thereby seriously endanger their souls. Therefore God has mercy on them, and He clearly shows to them the value of earthly matter by allowing people to lose it, by time after time taking away what they own and what is dear to their heart without realizing that they harbor the wrong kind of love within them. He takes away what they don't want to give voluntarily, in order to show them on Earth already that it can be overcome, in order to help them become free from their longing for it, to content themselves with less and to turn their love to spiritual possessions which are incomparably more valuable and everlasting. Every earthly loss affecting the human being is God's help. It is a gentle admonition to turn away from it and an indication of the fleeting nature of worldly things. And anyone looking around with open eyes will be able to recognize God's activity everywhere, who wants to help people become spiritually minded, so that they will still learn to despise matter before the death of their body and only strive for spiritual wealth, so that they will create for themselves a blissful fate in the afterlife, so that they will become blessed because it is their will. Amen.